previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
Excuse me. And if I'm having a shitty day, I'll make sure you do as well. No urine test. Nothing. They're getting into something they have no idea. Contorted into a donut.
And now, today's episode of The Ron Van Dam Show.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to The Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Very nice.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. That's absolutely true. I will say that under oath. That is my name. That was assigned to me at birth. Yep. Hi, how are you? You'll have to excuse me, I'm feeling a little under the weather, which means I'm not feeling completely 100%. Thank you for your many cards and letters. Why don't you make believe you care for just a minute, okay? Yeah, I know, I find that difficult as well. I'm all clogged up. I'm like a toilet that won't flush. I need a plunger in my nose. It's just awful. I've been so careful not to take any cold medications because I've been told they just prolong the cold and they do horrible things to your body and you grow a third leg and it's just, you don't know what's going to happen with those cold medications. So I'm trying to do this in a natural sense, which means just suffer through it. Hey, it's a cold. I did get my flu shot yesterday. Thank you very much. Right in the arm, baby. Why do flu shots hurt so much? What is it with that? Where are they putting that thing? I've had a lot of injections in my life, a lot of blood tests for various reasons, high blood pressure, whatever, cholesterol testing. You know, you get older, they test you for everything. Doesn't matter whether you have it or not. They'll test you for anything that you could have. The blood test, I found out that I'm rusty. I didn't know that. Apparently I'm rusty. Not my name. My name isn't rusty. Apparently I have rust in my system. I don't know whether to take less iron, more iron, go down to the automotive center, and I don't know what to do. So I don't do anything. Thank you very much. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, that's disgusting. Anyway, how are you? Welcome to the program. I'll do the best I can to maintain any semblance of sanity during this program today. Hope you're doing well. May I say, you're looking really well in comparison to me. I feel like I look horrible. I don't even want to go out in public. You know what I'm missing in my life? Do you ever just stop for a second and sit down in a chair and say to yourself, you know what I'm missing in my life? I always had this vision that when I got older, I'd be sitting in a rocking chair, which, by the way, makes me very dizzy. I'll never have a rocking chair. I just get dizzy in those things. Sitting in a rocking chair with some kind of a shawl over my knees, you know, drinking tea and just sitting back and reflecting on my life. And, I haven't done that yet, and I don't plan to do it ever. So anyway, but that's the picture that one paints in their minds. But every once in a while, I'll just stop in my tracks and go, wait a minute now. What have I not done in my life that everybody else has done that I should have done? Maybe it's time that I do it. And I realized what it was. I had an Oprah moment. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden I got fat. That means that it was like an aha moment. Can you say aha?
Oh!
No, that's not even close. Here's what I realized. I've been in the entertainment business for decades and decades and decades. And the one thing that everybody else in the entertainment business has done that I haven't done is I don't have my own line of clothing. I just realized that. How did I miss that? Usually someone comes up to you and says, you know, you should have your own line of clothing. No one's done that to me. Probably because I don't dress accordingly. But I'm saying it to myself. Why don't I have my own line of clothing? Other people do. Now, if I were a woman, which I'm not, I would by now have my own line of cosmetics. You know that. Some kind of cream that you put on your face and it gets rid of the wrinkles. You know, the anti-aging creams. You know, you reach a certain age and you still look good, and all of a sudden people say, you should start your own cosmetic company. You look great. What do you put on your face? Just a little cream that I put together. I get some peanut butter and some yogurt and I slush it on my... That's fantastic. You should market that. You should have your own cosmetic company. But as a man, those situations don't come up. So I have to start them on my own, and I don't have my own line of clothing. And I realized that's not right. I should have something that I can market after all this time. Then I thought, well, what is it going to be? Is it going to be pants? I'm not into pants all that much. They're nice and everything, but not a big deal for me. Shirts? Everybody does that. Jackets and coats, very expensive to manufacture. Can't really do that. Can't find enough 10-year-olds to shove into my basement to make clothing, so that won't work. Well, what is it, Ron? What is the one article of clothing that no one else really has really embraced? Socks? That's not a bad idea, actually. Socks? And then I thought, oh my God, I have a great idea for a line of socks. Nobody really focuses on socks. If you think about it, can you think of a sock company? No, usually they make underpants too, but not specifically socks. I could corner the market in specialty socks. And here's what I would do. All the socks would be black. So if you lose a sock, you just get another sock that's exactly the same. They don't change. They don't do. They're the same material, the same little patterns. I mean, you can lose all the socks you want. You just get another sock. Someday the socks will show up at your doorstep. The doorbell will ring. You go downstairs there. You open the door. It's your socks. Socks, where you been? We got loose. We went through the dryer, and we got in the car, and we took off, and we had a hell of a time in Vegas. Lost some money, won some, I don't know. And then we came and said, you got to go home. So now we're showing up. We're back. My God, how many socks are you now? There's 12 of us. That's where you all went, to Vegas. Yeah, we had a good time. We had a good time. But I'll tell you something. I'll never leave you drier again. That was an awful experience. It's not easy as a sock. I guess not. Here would be my idea for socks. Socks are either too tight, and they leave a mark, and it looks like your ankles are being strangled, your shin. I don't know exactly where the shin is, but I love to say it. Either socks will cut off your circulation, or they will be so loose that they'll just fall down to the bottom of your foot, and it looks like you're wearing no socks. So how do you solve that problem? Well, like you do everything else, Velcro. Ron, that's ingenious. I know. Velcro socks. So the top of the sock is fastened by Velcro. You can make it as loose or as tight as you need it to be or want it to be. And it's fantastic. You wouldn't lose your socks in a dryer as much because that Velcro strap kind of gives it more substance, you know? Socks can't just go running off to Vegas so easily. They gotta tool around with the Velcro on them. Ron, that's ingenious. What would you call them? Ron Socks. Ron Socks. Not to be confused with Ron Sucks. That's a whole different thing that they yell out at ball games. So Ron Socks. Wow, that's a great idea. And then I thought, well, why stop there? As long as we're going to go into the undergarment area, let's go to your second favorite undergarment or your second favorite garment of all time, and that would be the underpants. Yes, I know we got the BVD and the Fruit of the Loom. Yes, I can license this to one of those companies, Velcro Underpants. Ron, that's ingenious. Yeah, because after a while, that waistband kind of gets loose, and it start, you know, your underpants start falling down inside of your pants. It's very embarrassing. You're walking around like you have to go to the bathroom all day, but you don't. It's just the fact that your underpants are slipping down. What's the answer for that, Velcro? Velcro. That's the answer for everything is Velcro. So I start, Ron, what would you call it? I would call it RVD. RVD, those are my initials anyway. So it wouldn't be BVD, it'd be RVD. That's ingenious. Wouldn't people get confused between RVD and BVD? Yeah, that's their problem. Wow, that's incredible, Ron. I would license it out to the BVD people, and then they can call it BRVD. Wow, you got it all figured out. Yeah, I know, because I had come to a crossroads in my life where I realized I had to do something, and I'm going to come up with my own clothing line. And you'll see, like a year from now, still nothing. Still won't do it. Yeah, I still won't do it. I procrastinate. But it's a great idea. If anybody would like to, perhaps invest in my company, help yourself. I'm here.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
I've spent most of my life believing that aliens from another planet or another galaxy or another cosmos have visited this Earth many times throughout history. I believe in the flying saucer, quote-unquote, thing, and the UFOs and the alien encounters. I truly believe that if you've had too much to drink. But I believe that there's probably some place out in Nevada, there always is, called Area 53. And I know. And there, all the spaceships from other planets and other galaxies that have crashed are brought to Area 53. And that's where they do autopsies on the aliens. And they have found out from doing the alien autopsies that most of them never had their tonsils removed. Isn't that incredible? I didn't know that. It's a whole civilization of aliens that still have their tonsils. Now, I still have my tonsils. And to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever used them. I don't know what they do. I don't know why we have them. Right now, I think one of them is somewhat inflamed because I have a very scratchy, mucousy kind of throat going on. And I believe from reading in a book once that my tonsils are somewhere in my throat. I really have no idea. They could be next to my testicles. I really don't know where they are. I don't use them at all. They're useless as far as I know. I'll have to ask my doctor about that next time I see her and say, "Doctor, what are the tonsils used for?" And I swear she'll answer me by saying, "How the hell should I know? Just shut up and breathe deeply. Hold your breath. Now let it out." And what did that prove, doctor? I don't know. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what they taught me. I've always wanted to ask that doctor, why did they have those little rubber hammers and they hit your knee with it and then you react by kicking them in the groin, kicking the doctor in the groin. What is that for? And my doctor, I think, will say, I don't know. They told us to do. They wanted us to make sure that you had reflexes. I could have told you that. What if you? You mean if you hit my knee and my knee doesn't react, then I don't have any reflexes in my knee? Do you think I would have figured that out when I tried to walk here? Such a stupid test. Then she looks in my ears, and I warn her. I say, you don't want to go there. I don't know what's in those ears. To be honest with you, I don't think I've cleaned my ears out for a couple of centuries. I don't know what's going on in there. I really don't. I mean, it's like going into a cave that has not been explored ever. I don't know what's in the ears. And she says, well, you have a waxy buildup. And I say, and what does that mean? Why? So? What? She says, well, can you hear okay? What? I can't hear you. I don't know. It's crazy. These doctors are crazy. I don't know what the tonsils do. I don't see the point of them. I don't want them taken out. I'm not in the mood for ice cream. Get it? Think about it. I don't know what the tonsils do. I didn't go to medical school. If I went to medical school, I'd be a doctor. I wouldn't be doing this crap. I'd be making far more money. You know why I wouldn't want to be a doctor? Because I don't care about you that much. I find that to be somewhat disgusting, that I'm going to have you sit in a tiny room next to me. I'm going to ask you to take all your clothes off, and then I'm going to probe you. That's not my thing, man. That's not what I do. I really, if you've got something wrong with you and I don't know you, I don't really see what the point would be. I don't want to go probing strangers. What do I want to touch people I don't know for? I mean, have you seen people lately? They're pretty dirty. They're kind of disgusting. Why would I want to touch strangers like that in a professional manner? God. I mean, the bad thing about being a doctor is after you go through a whole physical examination with them for 15, 20 minutes, patients usually don't tip you. Should you tip your doctor after you see them? Well, Ron, you look pretty good. We'll see you in another 6 months. Okay, here's a $10 bill. Thanks for the time. Oh, Ron, you don't have to do that. I know. I was told I'm supposed to tip. No, you don't tip doctors. It's absolutely ridiculous. You don't tip them at all. Well, not a lot. You don't tip them a lot. I just give them a dollar bill. I shove it, you know, in their waist thing, in their pants, and like a strip club, very similar to a strip club. And I don't see the problem with that. I really don't. Okay, our guest later on in the show is Maria Menounos. She's an actress. You're probably familiar with her. She's been in so many different things, acting wise. And she's going to, she's also a mom. I mean, you know, so she'll talk about some products that perhaps might be interesting to you. I don't know. I'm just let her do that. And we're going to talk to her. I'm sorry. Now I got a cough. All right, let's do a little commercial break and Maria can do most of the talking here. Jewish holidays. Hey, cool.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her, so live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Ron?
Maria?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm like, I heard it, but I was talking to somebody at the same time, so I was saying, I was confirming that that is 100% your name. Where are you, Ron?
I'm right here.
I'm right here, where?
Yeah, I'm in the Boston area.
Oh.
Yeah. We've talked before.
Where are you at?
Well, no, I don't. I'm from New York. they transplanted me up. Yeah, I am. So, where are you from?
Medford.
Oh, get out! You see, you should be doing this show, and I should be in New York cooking. All right. Maria Menounos joins us now. She's a celebrity. We all know her. There she is. And she's got a new cookbook out. It's Every Girl's Guide to Cooking and Beyond, and other titles involved as well. Titles are so long for books these days. It's kind of interesting. Man, I love to eat, so I always like these conversations.
Yeah, me too. I love food too. I was tweeting early this morning that only food or dogs could get me up this early. So this time it's food.
This time it's food. Next time it'll be dogs. So what prompted you to write this particular cookbook?
Well, my mom and I did this together. Gosh, maybe it was like 2 years ago now.
Wrote
the book together, and for me, it was important to share these easy, delicious recipes with everybody, because my mom taught me how to cook, and she also taught me how to cook quick and easy and delicious meals. And so I thought it was important to share with people, you know, something that could help encourage them to get into the kitchen, because it can be overwhelming. It can be intimidating. And so we decided to do this, and you know, I think people enjoyed it, and I still refer to them as well myself. Mm. And, you know, today we're here with Home Chef, who's making it even easier than I did with that book, and even easier than my mom, because they actually deliver the meal, uncooked, of course, but
of course,
pre-measured, predetermined for you, and all you have to do is open up the box and get cooking, and little instruction card that has every, you know, direction you need, very simple and easy. And then you end up looking like a rock star in the kitchen because you've got a 5-star meal in front of you and your whoever is with you.
Yeah. You don't have to let them know necessarily that you didn't go shopping for the ingredients, or do you tell them?
No. Well, why not? Here's the thing. People always ask me.
No.
You know, I'm always honest. If I get something on sale, I'm like, oh my gosh, go here. I just got this on sale or whatever. I tell people the truth. But they're not even going to ask, but they're just going to be so blown away at what you made.
They won't be talking.
It's so good. And I hear you like to cook, Ron, right?
I love to cook, and I don't understand people that don't, to be honest with you. It's creative. It's releasing. It's therapeutic. Mm-hmm. There's a reward. I don't get it. Anybody that says, I don't know how to cook, I feel like taking them by the hand and saying, let me bring you into a place that's far away from me. Anyway,
well, like I said, it can be intimidating, and it can be hard for people who don't have the background. What's great about this is you have everything in front of you that you need. You don't have to go shopping at the supermarket. Like, for example, I don't like going to the supermarket because it's freezing and I get easily distracted. And it takes forever because I get distracted. And then I really get frustrated with the process sometimes of having to find the right measuring cup and doing all this stuff. And so they really simplify the process. It's the easiest way to cook. And when you break down how much it costs per meal, you can't even get this at a fast food restaurant this cheap.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
It really doesn't take that long to cook, to saute something. It's really not a big deal, but it does take time and effort and a whole lot of traffic to get to a supermarket when, you know, because nobody has time for anything anymore. Usually.
I know. We're working harder than ever. Everyone's busier than ever. And so I was saying, you know, for me and my husband, we get so busy that we end up having to go out to eat all the time. And it's the same couple of places, and it's a chore. It's not something we look forward to. And now with Home Chef, we're home making these amazing meals. We're bonding. Yeah. We enjoy being home.
Yeah.
So it's been a really big deal for us. We love it.
Yeah. Maria, you know what the best part of cooking at home is? Drinking the wine while you're cooking.
Yeah.
That's it, man. That's that's the whole deal.
You know the other best part is?
What?
Not having to park in a parking lot. Not having to wait for the credit card to come. Or asking somebody to bring you more water when you've been parched and thirsty for so long.
I know.
It's just so much better at home.
It is better at home. There's no kidding about that. Well, this is a great idea.
And control of what you're eating, too. That's the other part, is you can see the ingredients. You know what they're putting in.
True.
You don't know what's going on in the back of that kitchen, or sometimes we do, like I say all the time, when we watch TV and we watch Gordon Ramsay.
but that's not even the half of it, what goes on in a kitchen, I guarantee you. A lot of fat is thrown in, a lot of extra things that you don't, that's why it tastes so damn good. You don't want that. But you can do this at home.
And do it good, and they're not putting these things in the ingredients. That's the thing is, you know, a skilled chef knows how to make something delicious that doesn't have to have all that fat and all that stuff. And so Home Chef does that for you.
Well, if you don't add the fat, you're not going to have the fat. So that's why cooking it yourself. And again, sauteing and putting things in is not a big deal. It's kind of fun, and you get the original smells coming out of the... It's best to do it there. You're absolutely right. And now I'm really hungry, and look what you did to me.
Wait, Ron, I made the jalapeno popper burger last night from Home Chef.
Yeah.
It was actually created by someone who subscribes to Home Chef, and it was the most delicious burger ever, and the fries were baked, but they tasted like they were fried. The burger, it was literally like beyond five-star burger, and I cooked it on a skillet. I would have thought I had to cook it on a grill.
Wow. Yeah.
It was unreal.
Because the quality of the food was good, that's why, right?
Yes. It was unbelievable. They make you put the cheese in the burger.
Oh,
it's so good.
All right, stop. Just stop that. Stop it now. What? You actually made the sound effect. So where do we go for more information so we can get into this thing here?
So you can go to homechef.com to sign up, and we're kicking off the Meal Makeover Challenge right now. So to enter, purchase Home Chef 4 times between now and November 16th. And you'll be entered into the sweepstakes to win a whole assortment of prizes, up to $1,000 in home cooking essentials and all kinds of other amazing things. So you sign up now, you try it out, I will prove you that this is the most unbelievable thing that's ever going to happen in your life, and you might win some great prizes.
That's very cool. And let's just throw in the name of your cookbook and where we get that.
The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking, and it's available wherever books are sold.
Perfect. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
I'm going to go have some food now.
Enjoy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Maria. Well, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I'm almost out of time for today. Before I go, I would just like to give a personal shout-out to all of you who I don't know. This is an interesting relationship that we have. You listen to the program, and I talk to you, and we don't touch each other. We don't send each other gifts. We have no relationship whatsoever. It's a unique thing. I like it. I don't know about you. I wish all my relationships were like this, where people interact, but they don't. You know, I heard you talk. I listen to you talk. That's pretty much all we're going to do. That's it. I don't have to have lunch with you. I don't have to cancel appointments with you. I don't have to hear you go on and on and on about your personal problems. This is just great. This is great. Nobody has to interact with anybody. I don't even have to watch you get on your cell phone and play your little games while I'm sitting right next to you. So you can't be that rude to me because I'm not sitting next to you. I love that. You could stink of garlic or some type of incredible body odor. I don't have to smell you. This is wonderful. You don't even have to get dressed. I mean, you could be naked. I can be naked, which would be really wrong. But under these circumstances, when we're just doing this radio relationship where you're somewhere in your house or in your car or your boat or you're in your office and I'm sitting here in a studio, we have no connection whatsoever. I don't have to look at you. You don't have to look at me. This is radio. It's not even television. I don't even have to put pants on anymore. I have them on, but I don't have to. This is just perfect. It's perfect. Perfect. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. And believe me, I wish you peace. On your way out, could you please pick up your empty bottles and throw them in the nearest recycle bin? I appreciate that. Thank you very much.